This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. If you've been on TikTok lately or you have a teenager, you might be aware that Crocs, you know, the comfy clogs with the holes on top that were everywhere about a decade ago, are kind of hot right now. No, really, Crocs have gone viral. Teens are showing them off on social media. Artists and celebrities are doing collaborations with the brand. The rapper Post Malone even sang about them on his latest album. Rich on you, my watch, $1,000 Crocs, $1,000 Crocs, he said. And that is all kind of amazing considering that not too long ago, Crocs, the company, was on the brink of financial disaster. Andrew Rees is the current CEO of Crocs. He helped orchestrate the brand's turnaround. Andrew, welcome to the program.
My pleasure.
So the word on the street is that Crocs are back, not just back, but actually pretty cool again. And I wonder from your perspective, obviously the business and you did a lot of work to turn the brand around. Did you also have just a bit of consumer luck in terms of preferences and this sort of move toward more comfortable, kind of cool, ugly style?
Look, I think there's always a little luck involved in these things and sort of feeding into understanding where trends are going and working towards them and feeding into them is part of what you do as you manage a brand. But, you know, we've been on a 4-year journey of kind of repositioning our product, repositioning our marketing and our go-to-market strategy. And, you know, while in some senses I think we'd say that's taken a little bit longer than we thought it was going to, it's been a very deliberate pathway.
Well, yeah, the deliberate part seems to be that you're capitalizing very well on the coolness. Crocs actually do seem to be legitimately cool. You're blowing up on TikTok. You're collaborating with Post Malone. Talk to me about how you sort of use the moment.
Yeah, I mean, so I think there's a couple of components to that. One big component is our product, right? So our classic clog, it's a blank canvas, right? So it can come in solid colors, it can be printed, it can be personalized with gibbets. So it's a vehicle we can use to do lots of different things, I would say relatively quickly. And so we have capitalized on what we saw as two major trends on a global basis. One is collaborations, but the second big trend that we saw that we capitalized on is this mega trend for personalization.
You mentioned repositioning the brand, and I think, you know, when Crocs initially came out and were incredibly popular, it wasn't necessarily with the sort of like cutting edge TikTok Post Malone consumer. How do you see your core consumer evolving over time?
That's a really good question. I think part of that initial positioning was what I describe as a haphazard distribution strategy. So your positioning is your product, who you market to, and also where you sell. And in those early days, they sold literally everywhere. So as we look forward, we think about two major customer groups that we serve. Our feel goods, which is really suburban mom and her family, very, very important customer group. We don't want to walk away from them, but they're probably not the growth driver for the future. So we wanted to move younger. We wanted to move a little bit hipper, a little bit trendy, a little bit more fashion forward, because A, they have spending power, B, they're on social media, and C, through social media, they do influence a lot of other people. They influence their siblings, they influence their parents, they influence a wider group of people.
So talk to me about planning for the future then, because, you know, being somewhat dependent on what people think is cool can be a risky game. How do you plan for the next shift in preference?
Well, you have to remain very nimble. I would say as we look at 2020, we have a pretty robust pipeline of collaborations, and that could be celebrities, musicians, other brands, other retailers. But at the same time, we leave a lot of room in our calendar so that we can react to things that are coming up. And I think that's really, really important. This world is very dynamic in terms of tastes, trends, and things that are going on, and you need to be able to react.
And then comfortable footwear is a pretty vibrant marketplace right now. You obviously have lots of sneaker brands. You have new footwear brands like Native and Allbirds. Who do you think is your competition?
Yes, that's a very good question. So obviously there's nobody exactly like us. When we look at the consumer, what we think about is who's buying products for wearing occasions that we can serve. So we think about the large athletic players, silhouette-specific competitors, whether that be a sandal manufacturer like a Birkenstock or a Havaianas, or whether that be a clog manufacturer like a Dansko. And we also think about other global brands like a Converse or a Vans. So it's a broad set of people. But I think the thing that we bring to the table is really comfort, and I think we fulfill very strongly against that.
Andrew Rees is president and CEO of Crocs, which are back. Andrew, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Molly. Pleasure.